what's your reaction to no wrongdoing in the subcontract case?
I've always stated that, and I meant just that all along, and it's unfortunate that it took 2 months after the election, but it is what it is. But I've always contended that I have done nothing wrong, and no one on my staff had done anything wrong. No one on my staff has been investigated by the U.S. Attorney, the federal government, or the police department. We've never been investigated. For people to say things about me is unfortunate.
Any bitter feelings, though, about how the campaign went in relation to that?
Well, again, I lost the election because of that. You know, let's be clear about it. In the St. Louis metropolitan area, you know what's happened the last couple of years. If you say an African-American elected official is alleged to have done some wrongdoing, and the 75% of the population is non-African-American, what do you think is going to happen? What happened is exactly what happened. I lost in all of the non-African-American townships in this county, which I have never done before. I did not win, not one. The one I won was the ones in African-American townships.
You think this was a concerted effort?
Of course it was. It's obvious. You had some of the trade unions, the white trade unions, saying allegations that it wasn't true. You had a white sitting prosecutor that have never done this before that say Charlie Dooley is corrupt. And he knew what he said was wrong from the very first day he said that, and he continued to say it. It was an outright lie. The police chief, he indicated some allegations about me, which was unfounded, wasn't true at all. But he went on saying that, and he left this county with the allegations that Charlie Dooley and his whole administration is corrupt, and it simply was not true.
What about Sir, you also interjected race. You mentioned race.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. That's why Bob McCullough did what he did. He understands this community, and you know what I'm talking about. I have to say it. I said it was a race card. He pulled a race card. Charlie Dooley, here I am, the highest elected official in the county, and you don't call me corrupt. A sitting attorney would say that. A prosecuting attorney would say that. Knowing it's not true. And to say it, he outright lied.
But wouldn't you know, Fitch's response might be, what would you expect him to do? You did have at least a sense that maybe there could be some impropriety.
Yeah, no, there was no consensus. No, that's not true.
From his standpoint.
When he said this, listen what he said. I'm going to say it again.
Contract.
Well, I'm going to say it again.
But people brought that to his attention, and so he responded.
But he should have came to me and told me that. He didn't say that. He said, I couldn't trust Charlie Dooley. Why couldn't you trust Charlie Dooley? What led you to believe you couldn't trust me? I've been here for 11 years. What led you to believe that you couldn't trust me?
What do you think?
It's a lie.
What do you think the incoming county executive's place in all of this was?
He was complacent with it also. He said, I talked to Steve about this way before the election. He said, oh, we're going to do it. I don't believe you. He knew it was a lie. They all knew it was a lie. Everybody on that council knew it was a lie. You know, that to say that I'm corrupt, now everybody on that council, and I respect everybody on that council, but to say Charlie Dooley was corrupt, they did something, violated the people's trust. If you know anything about me for 11 years, that's the last thing on my mind, is doing something crooked or corrupt or not being aware of a bid. And to say that I'm aware of all the bids, everybody on that council knows nobody on that council has procurement authority. It's only in the administration, the procurement people. I do not review any bid contracts whatsoever. You would have thought that I had something to do with the bidding contract, which I didn't. And I said that on numerous occasions. We get the media in this community saying just the opposite. The papers, the radio, everybody saying the same things that, yeah, even one paper said that, let's do a survey of Charlie and see should he be run for county executive. The Business Journal did that. They're non-scientific polling says should Charlie Dooley run because of the police contract. It was a character assassination. But not only did it offend me, but it hurt my staff as well. These people are professional individuals, and to assume that they did something wrong is just unfortunate.
Now, my question is, and forgive my voice here, Bob McCullough ran basically unopposed in 2010, 2006, and 2002. And you basically have said over the last few weeks that you fear that, you know, he has a racial bias or he has kind of racial decision making in this case. Do you have any regret that you didn't use your political machine to try give him an opponent in the Democratic primary during any of those years? Are you kind of responsible?
I don't have a political machine. I just run on what Charlie Dooley believes what is right for this community. I've always done that. I don't go out my way to try to character assassinate anybody. People make that decision themselves. But let me say this, this whole entire nation saw what Bob McCullough did. That's something he has to live with. He's a liar, and the truth is not in him anywhere. The things that he says and he did proves to this community that Bob McCulloch cannot be trusted. And I'll have to say that. They know that now. This entire nation knows that.
Did you know that in like 2002 and 2006? And if
again,
so, why didn't you do
like
anything
I say again,
about that?
Like I say, again, I couldn't prove anything. But now it has all come out about what he stands for. And when he did what he did, I said from the very beginning that he is not telling the truth. And if the community indicate that they think they should have another special prosecutor, what is wrong with having a special prosecutor? There's nothing wrong with that. But his arrogance got ahead of him. And look where he's led this community now. Look what the nation thinks about the St. Louis metropolitan area. It is unfortunate.
Let me ask you a general question. What's the state of the county as you leave this county executive?
Again, you hear people talk about St. Louis County, and it is the highest rated county in the state financially. But it's still going to have tough times ahead. You have to spend about $6 million that they hadn't anticipated. People kept saying, why don't Charlie give raises? Well, I can't give raises where there aren't any money. So now all that comes to fruition about what I said, what my staff said about this budget, and what people keep saying all along, that how can St. Louis County do certain things, and now they see what we were talking about. You can't spend every dime you have and wish for tomorrow is going to be all right. Or you can't give employees everything they want because they want it. You got to do what's right for the region, and that's what this administration have always sought to do, what is right for the region and its constituency.
Are you wishing this would have come to a more graceful ending?
It is what, I would say, it is what it is. I have no regrets. I think I did an outstanding job for 11 years. I have a lot of great accomplishments. My staff have done a lot of great things. It's unfortunate for people to do character assassinations and for people to believe it. But at the end of the day, I am good with Charlie Dooley. I like where I stand on this thing, and I have no regrets.
Are you glad this news came out now as opposed to
you know, again, it could, like a good friend of mine said, and I'm going to say this in all sincerity, the county councilor was adamant about this. Pat Reddy was adamant about this. Said, why couldn't this come out a year ago? What made this all of a sudden 2 months later that they have a close? They knew this over a year ago. That's only opinion, okay? But we knew from day one this was contrived. It was untrue. I have always said that. And if you look at my administration, you will always see we have always dealt above board. Always. If you ask me a question, I've always told you what I thought. I didn't try to hide from you or anything. Now, you may not agree with me, but you can't say I tried to mislead anybody. Never.
What advice would you have for your successor?
Again, I would say for the council, do what's right. At the end of the day, it'll always come out. Just always do what's right. Don't do what's politically expedient, because that's something I didn't do. That's probably got me in trouble, because I didn't do what was politically expedient. I've always tried to do what's right. And one of the things I said about St. Louis County, this can be a council of nonpartisan, because 98% of the time, we agree on everything. Regardless of Republican or Democrat, it really doesn't matter. We only disagree on about 2 or 1% of anything. So what's the big deal? All of it that they were talked about during the election was all contrived and was made up and was character assassination.
What's next for you?
Next to me, I'm just going to enjoy my life. I'm 67 years old. I'm good. I've been in politics more than 35 years. I've been through the ranks. I love this community. I want to help this community. I want to be with this community. I want to help the men. Wherever I can be helpful, I will be.
You said in your statement that McCulloch ought to be in, anyone should be in.